Hi, this is Kai speaking.
Hi, Kai. It's Sean with Legacy Insurance.
Hey, Sean.
Today.
Good.
Is this a good time to reach you? Is Victoria with you?
She's not. She's not, but I'm available.
Okay. We'll see how far we can get without her, but there may be some details that maybe only she will know. Because what I need at this point is just to collect some additional information, like about your primary physician, and have you answer some preliminary questions on the application. But we'll see if you maybe happen to have some of the information that I would have asked of Victoria.
Okay.
Okay. So Kai, this application is going to come to you when I'm finished with it. I want to make sure we have all the accurate information. What's the last four of your social?
7543.
Happen to know Victoria's?
Yes. One second. Last four of her social is 0426.
And what was her height and weight?
She is 5'6", 160.
5'6", and 160. Okay. And do the two of you share the same physician?
Yes.
Oh, perfect. Okay. Is that a medical office or just a single primary physician, like an individual?
A primary physician.
Okay. Yeah, to the best of your ability, can you confirm their name and their address, where they're located?
Yes. Let me look it up.
Sounds like you're on dad duty.
Yeah. Reason I'm having a hard time looking at the schedule where, because we recently had doctor's appointments.
When was the last checkup that you had?
This past, like 3 weeks ago. Okay. Dr. Van Ghani.
Ghani.
V-A-N-G-A-N-I. I'll give you her information. Okay. Dr. Veena Van Ghani, V-E-E-N-A. Veena Van Ghani, V-A-N-G-A-N-I. Her office is in 4604 Spotsylvania Parkway, Suite 200.
Oh, there she is. Okay. After that, and Kai, were both you and Victoria born in the United States?
I was born in the Philippines. She was born in the United States.
Okay. She was born in Virginia or a different state?
West Virginia.
West Virginia. Okay. I'm headed to West Virginia next week, actually.
Oh.
Had you ever been to her hometown?
Yes.
Where is she from?
She's from 20 miles south of Charleston in Scott Depot, Hurricane, Virginia.
Okay.
Hurricane West.
That might be kind of close to where I will be. I'm checking out the New River Gorge. Maybe you're familiar with that.
Not really. I've only been there a handful of times.
Okay. Well, I wouldn't be surprised. Do you know how long she lived there when she grew up?
Say that again?
Do you know how long she lived there when she was growing up?
Yeah, she lived there for the first 18 years of her life.
Okay. So she may be familiar. Just ask her tonight. Have you ever been to the New River Gorge? It's supposed to be a cool place to go during the summertime.
Okay.
All right. So your last appointment with Vina was in the month of May. Is that the same for Victoria?
Yeah, it was May 18th.
Okay. That was just for a checkup? Annual checkup?
That was just for our annual physical checkup.
Okay. All right. And then I know that you're employed by the church. What's the full name of the church and the address of your employer?
Potomac Valley Church of Christ.
Okay. So that's that 2675 College Drive address.
Let me give you the, let me see, the actual church office. Let me look it up.
Oh, there's more than one.
Well, there's, we have two buildings, and then there's an actual office that's a different location, I assume. Let's see.
I don't know how much influence you have on it, but we insure a few churches and other houses of worship.
Oh, I mean, it's all taken care of already. And it's not really my decision. It's the church board that does that.
Okay. Well, if the if you're asked for a decision on it whenever they're doing an annual review, let them know that
okay.
you know, that you know somebody that can take care of it for them.
I would just with 12500 Tuning Lane. If you see that.
Tuning Lane?
CHEWING Lane.
Oh, is that, that's in Fredericksburg?
That's in Fredericksburg, yes. Oh, no.
Okay. And what's the formal name of your position?
Associate Minister.
That's the same title that Victoria holds?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. And how long has that been your position?
At this location for past 10 months.
Okay. You were at a different church before then?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to list Victoria as your beneficiary and you as hers. That's the intention,
yes,
correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Have a couple quick questions for you, Kai. My guess is that you will be answering no to the majority of them, but if anything warrants a yes, just stop me and we'll talk about it. Have you or Victoria received or applied for a disability benefit in the last 5 years?
Nope.
Have you ever had life or health insurance declined, postponed, modified?
Nope.
Okay. How about ever flying as a pilot or crew member in the last 2 years?
Like as a pilot?
Yes.
No.
Okay. I know that your driving history, you don't have any moving violations or more than two in the last 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
In the past 5 years, have you or her ever had a conviction for DUI or anything alcohol or drugs related?
Nope.
Okay. Any engagement in scuba diving, motorcycle racing, rock or mountain climbing, hang gliding, skydiving in the last 2 years?
Nope.
Okay. Any intent to travel outside the U.S. or Canada in the next 2 years?
Nope.
Okay. And you are not affiliated with the armed services?
Nope.
And you're a U.S. citizen, Kai?
Yes. Yes.
All right. So one thing that I'll do is I'm going to schedule an exam for you. No problem to have the exam taking place at your current address, or it can be taken after you move in. What would you like to have set up, and what would be the best time for you and Victoria, where both of you will be in one location together?
I'm sorry. One second. I'm sorry, could you ask that again?
Oh, sure. So I'll be ordering the medical exam for the two of you. I was just wondering if you could speak on behalf of Victoria, a date and time where both of you would be in the same location, present.
Yeah,
to take
and work together. So, anytime weekday between the hours of probably 1 to 4, it'll be best when both our kids are napping.
Oh, okay, so you mean like at the church would be good for you?
Or we can do it at our primary residence for the time being.
Yeah, for me, it makes no difference. You just need to get an examiner that handles that territory, and they can come to either location.
Yeah, I mean we're going to be living here for the entire month of June. So, most likely. So, probably here, where we are now.
Is that close proximity to the church?
Yeah, it's very close.
Okay. And then what do you and Victoria pay yourselves in terms of annual income gross?
Oh, like before taxes?
Yes. Or actually, no, it's asking the net annual income earned.
So this is after taxes are taken?
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
I would say roughly $75,000.
Okay. And then as far as net worth, what would be just maybe you haven't thought about it, ballpark figure in terms of liquidity? So this would be like your checking and savings and retirement accounts.
Checking, savings, retirement account. $25K, roughly.
So your application will be emailed to you and Victoria's to her email address. I want to make sure that I have her correct address. I have madaris611@gmail.com.
That's correct.
So anytime next week, you're pretty open for the exam?
Let me check.
Because I will call and inquire about their availability. But I just want to know like what dates or times would be like a definite no-go for the two of you.
Definite no would only be Thursday. Next week. Thursday and Monday, I would say.
Not Thursday. In the sense. That's my birthday, actually. That's actually why I'm heading to West Virginia just for a long weekend.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. You know, it's right by Virginia, but I've not explored it. So, seems like a cool place to check out.
Mm.
Okay. So, the only thing on the application would be there's a question about are you replacing any existing life insurance. I've selected no because what you'll we'll want to make sure that coverage stays in force until this is issued. And then you're free to contact Allstate and terminate that plan. A replacement on a life insurance application is when Erie would initiate the replacement of your current policy with their, but that's not quite what's happening because we're going down in face amount from 1 million to 750.
Yeah. Okay.
So if you are asked that question, just answer no to it because it'll trigger a confusing response. If it is a true replacement, it's just additional paperwork. But yeah, I would definitely keep it in force until this is issued, which will be a few weeks after the exam is complete.
Okay.
Other than that, I believe I have everything. You were very good at having all of Victoria's information too. So what we'll do is I will just complete the application and send it out to both you and her. And it should hit your inbox in about 15 minutes. Once you complete that, I will get on the phone with a medical examiner and just go over some dates and times, see what they have open. I'll just say no Thursday, no Monday, but ultimately I'll have them call you and confirm. And then you can tell them the address, the time and place.
And once they have that information from the medical examiner, then we can talk specifically what the different rates will be, right?
Exactly. So the only thing that might potentially change the rating class would be on the date of the tests. If the cholesterol that they observe or the blood pressure that they observe is outside of the normal parameters that they look at. So I'll give you some helpful tips. Preparing for the exam. Just make sure that you're eating super clean because certain foods like bacon can give a false reading of having high cholesterol. Caffeine can trigger false reading of high blood pressure. So just for at least, if you can, a week, at least 5 days, just eat very clean, lean meats, fruits, and vegetables. Abstain from coffee on the day of the exam. Probably fast that morning, but drink a lot of liquid. Because if you give a urine sample and you're dehydrated, it may appear as if you're not as healthy as you actually are. So if you're well hydrated, then you should do pretty well. But if your height and weight is good, that's the majority of the rating, but they do look specifically at cholesterol and blood pressure. So just eat smart leading up to the exam and you should do well. Don't do a lot of sugary desserts or, you know, processed foods.
Right.
But yeah.
Okay.
We'll give you updates as soon as we have them and keep in touch the entire way until policy is issued. And I'll let you know when would be a safe time to terminate the existing policies with Allstate. I'll get on the horn with the medical examiner and have them reach out to you. If not tonight, then tomorrow.
Okay. Wonderful.
All right. And if you have any questions, we're open regular time tomorrow, but you should notice your applications in your inbox in the next 15 to 30 minutes. So just complete that in and we'll have a medical examiner reach out to you to finalize the appointment time.
Okay. Perfect. Thanks so much, Sean.
Yeah. My pleasure. Have a good rest of your night, guys.
Talk to you soon.
Bye now.
Okay.